At the outset, I would like to thank Dr. Alfonso Diones Gonzalez and the organizers of this conference for the opportunity to interact with the participants. I regret my inability to be present with you in person due to certain unforeseen commitments in Lyon. I wish all success to the meeting and the proceedings. Over the next 15 minutes, I would briefly talk on the current status of the cervical cancer screening alternative tests. Conventional cytology is the most widely used cervical cancer screening method in the world and will reduce cervical cancer burden if all requisites for its successful implementation are met. However, the difficulties in implementing cytology screening in low-resource settings have encouraged the evaluation of alternative screening techniques such as visual inspection with acetic acid, known as VIA, visual inspection with Lugol's iodine or VILI, and HPV testing. Human papillomaviral testing is the most reproducible among all the cervical cancer screening methods, but HPV testing is expensive and cumbersome at the moment. On the one hand, visual tests are provider dependent and hence subjective. It is similar to cytology in that characteristic. On the other hand, visual testing with acetic acid or Lugol's iodine is less expensive, does not require a laboratory infrastructure for testing, and the results are immediately available so that further diagnostic and treatment procedures may be carried out immediately after testing. This has a major logistic advantage. Moreover, the visual test providers, such as nurses or health workers, can be rapidly trained in training sessions lasting for a week or two. The naked eye detection of a definite, well-defined acetovite area on the cervix, close to the scamocolumnar junction or the external os, or acetovitening of a growth on the cervix, 1 to 2 minutes after application of 4 to 5% dilute acetic acid, constitutes a positive VIA test. It is important to wait for at least 1 to 2 minutes after application of acetic acid before categorizing the VIA test results. The naked eye detection of a definite mustard or saffron yellow area on the cervix, close to the scamocolumnar junction or the external os, or yellow coloration of a growth on the cervix after application of Lugol's iodine constitutes a positive VILI test. Contrary to the generally held belief, the sensitivity of cytology to detect cervical neoplasia is widely variable in different settings. For instance, in recent studies from developing countries, the sensitivity of cytology to detect cervical intraepithelial neoplasia grade 2 to 3 lesions varied from 44% to 78%. The specificity in these studies varied from 91% to 98%. In recent studies from developing countries, the sensitivity of human papillomaviral testing to detect CAN 2 to 3 lesions varied from 67% to 93%. This range in sensitivity to detect lesions is much wider than that reported for HPV testing in developed country settings, where it varies between 90 to 99%. The specificity of HPV testing varied from 62 to 94%. In recent studies from developing countries, the sensitivity of VIA screening to detect CAN 2 to 3 lesions varied from 67% to 79%, while the specificity varied between 64 to 86%. It is of interest to note that the sensitivity of VIA is similar to that of good quality cytology in developing country contexts. However, the specificity of VIA is significantly lower than that of cytology. Results from recent studies in India and South Africa indicate that the use of low-level magnifying glasses to visualize the cervix does not improve the test qualities of naked eye visual inspection after application of acetic acid. The sensitivity and specificity of VIA and magnified visual inspection, which is called VIAM, to detect CIN 2 to 3 lesions are similar as shown here. Recent studies in various locations in Africa and India indicate that visual inspection with Lugol's iodine, VILI, is another useful method for detecting cervical neoplasia. VILI had a higher sensitivity than VIA to detect CIN 2 to 3 lesions with similar specificity as that of VIA. Results from studies in India and Africa also indicate that combining both VIA and VILI provides the most attractive visual method of testing for cervical neoplasia. Such an approach has the potential to achieve a high sensitivity for detecting lesions without considerable loss in specificity. In a large randomized controlled screening trial to evaluate the comparative efficacy of a single round of screening with VIA or conventional cytology or human papillomaviral testing in reducing cervical cancer incidence and mortality in India, the CIN 2 to 3 invasive cervical cancer detection rates of the three different screening tests were similar. The test positive rates of VIA, cytology, and HPV testing were 14%, 7%, and 10% respectively. This study involved around 143,000 women aged 30 to 59 years. More than 70% of the invited women participated in screening. For every 100 women screened with any one of the screening tests, one woman was diagnosed with CIN 2 to 3 lesion or invasive cervical cancer. The study population is currently being followed up for cervical cancer incidence and mortality. The final results in terms of the reduction in incidence and mortality in women screened with the different screening tests as compared to the control group will be available in 2007. Results from the randomized controlled trial of screening in Usmanabad district in India also show that a significantly higher proportion of women with invasive cervical cancer were diagnosed in stage 1 as compared to the control group women who received usual care. In summary, findings from studies in low resource settings indicate that visual testing has similar sensitivity and CIN 2 to 3 detection rates as that of good quality conventional cytology, but a lower specificity. They can be useful alternative tests in early detection programs in settings where a good quality cytology screening is not feasible. However, adequate training of test providers, close monitoring of test positivity rates, CIN detection rates, and competency of test providers on a continuing basis should be ensured in such programs. Test positivity rates outside the range of 8 to 15%, that is, if the test positivity is less than 8% or above 15%, and if CIN 2 to 3 detection rates are less than 5 per 1,000 tested women, such findings should prompt retraining of visual test providers. HPV testing is more objective and reproducible than cytology or visual testing, but the test is expensive and requires sophisticated laboratory infrastructure at the moment, and thus not feasible in many low-resource settings as of now. The feasibility of using HPV testing as a screening tool in low-resource settings is dependent upon the availability of an affordable, less expensive, rapid, accurate and reliable testing method. The emphasis in early detection programs should be adequate coverage of target women with screening, diagnosis, treatment and follow-up care, irrespective of whatever screening method is used. Information systems should be inbuilt in such early detection programs based on alternative tests to evaluate the outcome of screening and their cost-effectiveness in reducing cervical cancer burden. It is important to demonstrate that visual inspection-based screening programs lead to a cost-effective reduction in cervical cancer incidence and mortality before large-scale implementation are contemplated. Thus, the long-term results from ongoing studies are important. Thank you for your kind attention.